get the old chimney sweeper. Make sure the chimney is clear. Time to get humming. Santa is coming. I love this time of the year.
Welcome to the new season of Molly and Pete Save Christmas. This is a Christmas-themed podcast where Molly and I break down a Hallmark Christmas movie. And this year we're going to do something different, or something that we didn't do last year. We are going to break down the new Hallmark Christmas movie that will be out every week. And we'll also break down a classic Hallmark Christmas movie.
One of our favorites from years past.
All right, yeah. So one of our favorites from years past. So we're gonna
one that maybe we've watched a bunch of times.
So
that we always look forward to.
So for this episode, we are going to go back to the vault and review 2014's 12 Gifts of Christmas.
All right, so we start with a classic New York Christmas scene, various iconic Christmas spots in New York. So this takes place in Manhattan,
which I feel they use for every Hallmark Christmas movie.
A lot of them.
It's like, yeah, the overlooking Central Park from that one view where you see the buildings in the background. Mm-hmm. I feel every single, like
the
they
big
just
balls that are like they're near Times Square,
yeah,
sort
like
of
where, yeah, NBC does the Today Show,
Midtown.
So I feel like they just one day they just went there, took the shots, and said, here, every Hallmark movie, use this shot.
Yep. And of course, we're not in New York, as we'll get into later. So we meet Anna, and Anna Parisi. Anna is an artist. She lives with her sister. So we meet Anna and her sister's two daughters. The child acting in this one is particularly terrible. Every time a child says a line, it's a close-up shot of them that they obviously, like, you know, did. They couldn't have them talking with other people. It has to be just them. And the casting is terrible for these kids. Like, Anna Parisi's family is, they're very into being Italian.
Yeah.
And
they're not very into being Italian, not very into looking Italian for,
well,
sure.
Her whole family is very like olive complected, dark skin, like they look alike. And then these two like blonde, blue eyed children that it seems like it was like a producer, like, all right, I'll give you the 30 G if you put my kids in. I've been watching The Deuce too much. A lot of that goes on. But so anyway. So they're out Christmas time, and they're out shopping and looking for a present for Frankie. That Marie is Anna's sister, and Frankie is her husband, who we never see the entire movie until the very end, and he doesn't even have a line.
Yeah, I noticed that he did not have a line, and I was wondering, did he?
It was
get
a cost-cutting
paid
move.
Yeah. Sorry, Frankie, we had to leave your lines on the cutting room floor.
And, you know, like Marie's going to get kind of a generic gift and just like a shirt. And Anna comes up with a better idea. They had gone to Italy on their honeymoon years ago. And so she comes up with the idea to give him like an Italian cooking themed gift. But they own an Italian restaurant, too. So it seems, yeah, a bit redundant to me. I'm not sure about Anna's gift giving skills. But she has to rush off because she has a meeting in a gallery. And so she's a painter, but she brings this portfolio like I would have brought to portfolio day in high school. Maybe that's a deep cut, but I went to art school. And you slide your drawings into these big like plastic, mm-hmm, tab sheet things, and you go to portfolio day, and that's exactly what this looks like.
I mean, I'm not an artist, but I feel her art is very bad.
Oh, that's the hallmark of this movie, is her bad
her
art.
It reminds me of we used to go to the 95th and Cicero, the Hilton.
Yeah,
when
there's ads for those during like during judge shows during the day.
They have like an art fair. Yeah. We'd go like for my apartment, like, you know, find a painting.
Oh, depressing. I didn't think anybody went to those. That's,
yeah,
exactly
that's
what her
what
art
like,
is,
yeah,
like. Yeah. So she goes to this very stuffy gallery in Manhattan. None of this makes sense. Okay, it's very like wood paneled, gilded stuff, mm-hmm, but it has a real mall feel to it, like kind of a Thomas Kinkade feel, mm-hmm, to it. Number one, this is not how things work. But number two, you're in New York where there's tons of galleries of all different levels. You don't go to the like Michigan Avenue gallery and talk to the mean, yeah, snooty woman. So, okay, we get it. she's a struggling artist. No one's appreciating her paintings of pastoral scenes with houses, mm-hmm. Santa Claus, and
yeah, they're really bad.
Weird old Dutch portraits. Very strange. So she gets rejected by the gallery, and she's feeling pretty down. And she goes to next door. She's like, oh, there's the bakery that I love. Now, one thing I want to say about Anna Parisi is I'm not sure she's a good actress, but she's really pretty, mm-hmm. I think. And she's never been in any other Hallmark movies. And it's strange to have a one-off lead actress in a Hallmark movie. Like, what happened? Where did was Hallmark not happy with this performance? Did she not like doing it? It seems like a real cush job to get. So
to me, she kind of had an Olivia Munn type of look, whereas Mark, the main character, kind of had a... like a Kohl's model.
Yes,
look.
That's,
you know, like
that
just like
perfect.
He models scarves for Kohl's.
Yes, yeah, synthetic nylon scarves for Kohl's. He is really basic. Yeah, she's interesting, and
so she meets Mark at this coffee shop or a cafe.
He's in line behind her. He's a business guy. He's talking on his Bluetooth. Like they walk in at the same time. So you know he's like a serious business guy. And okay, so picture like Kohl's model. Bad, low-rent personal trainer, but with a Bluetooth on, so he's important. I've probably mentioned before that I watched The Bachelorette on this podcast. He sort of looks like if you ever watch an old Bachelor or Bachelorette episode from... like things have become dated really quickly. So if you watch one from like the early 2000s, it looks so old. He looks like a contestant on that, too. His life is all about business stuff, pitches, campaigns,
pitchings,
stress.
Yeah. Digital campaign, pitching digital campaigns.
Yeah, so I guess he's in advertising, but a lot of that. So they have their, they meet at the bakery. He's forgotten it's his assistant's birthday, and he wants something for her. And he's struggling to, not getting a lot of help from the woman behind the counter, struggling to figure out what to get, doesn't really know her that well. Anna overhears with her personal shopping skills, as we've seen. She recommends that he order an off the menu sampler.
Right, yeah.
Which is red velvet cupcakes.
Why is that not on the menu?
They talk about the off the menu sampler all the time in this movie. And it's like somebody heard something about like, oh,
it's cool.
Like,
when,
yeah, it's cool if you order off secret,
secret
menu thing. Let's make sure to add that in here. But if you're baking things, you need to sell through those, so you probably need to make everything like available.
Yeah, I would imagine. Nobody ordered the off the menu item today. I have to throw it out. I got an idea. Maybe we put this on the menu when we sell a couple.
Yeah. So he gets them. They're a hit, and Anna starts to realize, like, oh, I might have a knack for this. Maybe like it would help me kick in some rent for my sister because I'm staying in her basement, and give me some income because nobody's buying my terrible paintings. She also mentions that she has an MFA, which I don't
know. A real school or something they made up?
MFA is a really, it's just to get into the program is super hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's again another thing that some like was like, oh, I hear that an MFA is important if you're an artist.
Well, maybe they realized the artwork was bad, you know, visually. If you look at it, you're like, that is horrible. But then when you hear maybe that she has an MFA, it offers a little bit more credibility to her craft. And they're still horrible paintings.
So she's, you know, in her sister's basement. She's got her easel set up, but then she starts to think about, how can I make this personal shopping business a thing? And she starts to work on, goes online, reads about how to do that, give it a go. All right, so we see Mark in his office, and his mom keeps trying to get a hold of him, and he's, like, dodging her calls. All right, so his mom is frightening.
Yes. I would also be dodging her calls.
She's frightening for multiple reasons. So Donna Mills plays his mom. That is actually really good casting. When you see his family, they all have a very kind of plastic look. The plastic surgery is out of control.
Yeah. It's hard to look at, but it's also hard to hear because it's like her face is so pushed back. So she kind of has this kind of, you know what I mean? She can't talk. So her face is so tight that she kind of talks like this.
So all she wants is for him to come home for Christmas. He always just works through Christmas. And she wants the whole family together. That's not really asking that much. She has to be very, like, pushy, and he won't, you know, commit to it. He's also realizing that he doesn't have any time to do his Christmas shopping. And then this year, he's been put in charge of the whole company's Christmas, buying Christmas gifts for everyone. So, like, you know, a water bottle or, you know, something.
Right. Kind of, at first, I thought it was like, oh my God, he's got to buy a present for each person, like different, you know, like, oh, you know, Timmy down in sales likes, you know, coffee mugs, and Julie in, you know, the art department. That's what I was thinking, but it's just one gift for the whole company.
Yeah.
Towels or what have you, or yeah. You know, bathrobes.
So he's back at the cafe or at the bakery because that was such a hit. And he runs into Anna again. And he was there to get some more things for people in the office. And he notices that, oh, she's left business cards for her personal shopping business. Now, they don't know. She doesn't know that it's the girl that he keeps bumping mm-hmm. into, the cupcake girl that he keeps bumping into. But he sees this card and he's like, oh, I can hire this person to buy my Christmas presents. This will help me out. So he sets up a meeting. Again, like, they don't know that they're meeting each other. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I know. He says where he works. And she says, oh, I've got, you know, the perfect place to meet up. And it's at her sister's, Frankie and Marie's Italian restaurant mm-hmm. in Midtown. So they meet up there. And then, you know, they're surprised that it's one another.
Her business cards were all, for an artist, their business cards are, they said the Christmas Gifter. That was,
tiny little present.
That's the name of her company, the Christmas Gifter. And yeah, the business cards were not what you would expect from somebody that's interested in the art.
No design.
World. And
then
mm-hmm.
later on in the episode, not to spoil anything, but she gets offered any graphic design job she wants in the world. And I'm like, have you seen her business cards? I'm not sure about that. So they meet at the restaurant, and he fills her in on who he needs gifts for. He needs 12 gifts, and the first one is for his best friend from prep school.
Grant. His friend Grant.
And he asks her, you know, simple things like how much she, you know, her fee is, and she has no idea. Like, she has no idea what she's doing. She mm-hmm. just made business cards.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know how much, you know, to charge anybody, or, you know, a time frame, or how any of it's going to work.
She was thinking about getting a website at some point. She's like, I'm thinking about getting a website. You're thinking about it. That should have been done like the first thing before you even started anything.
Yeah. As I was taking notes watching this, I also wrote down, her scarf is annoying. You find her scarf to be annoying?
I didn't notice it was annoying.
She wears this big red coat the whole time, which also becomes, like, everyone else gets wardrobe changes, but Anna's always wearing that big red coat. And so it's never buttoned, of course. But she's also, this is something that also happens in Hallmark movies, they wear their scarves not around their necks. They wear them, like, under their coat lapels. Like, what purpose does that solve? The scarf also looks really, like, cheap. It'd be what he would, something that Mark would model.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes me uncomfortable, like, looking at it. There's, I don't know, a polyester feel to it. For someone who's like great at buying gifts and handmade things are important. This is what you buy at Walgreens when you're desperate for something. All right, that's my scarf bit. I'll have other ones in other movies. The scarves really stand out to me. So she goes out to shop for Grant, and he, you know, had told her that he wanted to get him a smartwatch. And in 2014, that was like,
it's a big thing,
brand new. But he filled her in on their history together and how they now, as successful businessmen, try to top each other mm-hmm. every year. And so she goes to buy the smartwatch and at Radio Shack or Sharper Image or something.
Yeah. Hammacher Schlemmer.
Again, none of this feels like New York. The bakery, the gallery, they're like driving everywhere. There's nobody around.
Yeah.
There's no traffic. Yeah, no. So she can't find a smartwatch anywhere. Everywhere is sold out. And then she sits down in a massage chair at Sharper and Hallmarker Schlemmer, and basketball is on a big TV. And she thinks about, like, oh, Mark told me that when they were kids, or when they were in prep school together, they would, a fun night for them was watching basketball on TV and eating ramen mm-hmm. noodles. So she comes up with, like, the grown up version of
tickets
that.
Tickets to a basketball game and, to like a gift certificate to a fancy
the
ramen
number the
place.
Hottest ramen restaurant in New York City.
You know, that's a thoughtful, under the circumstances of having no luck finding the smartwatch, that is, I think that's a That's a pretty good solution.
So she brings it in. She comes to Mark's office. She brings it in, excited to share this with him. And he is not having it.
Mm-mm.
He's like, I asked you for a smartwatch. I don't know if you're good at this job.
Which is horrible. She just bought the. She's thinking about a website and has business cards, and she might not be good at this job.
She also says, I can return these things. And you know what two things are you can't return? Paper tickets to like Ticketmaster and a paper gift card or gift certificate. And, you know, she leaves sad. Mark is annoyed, and it's in a card. And he leaves it on his desk, instructs his secretary to messenger out some paperwork, because paperwork is part of campaigns, mm-hmm. pitches, stress,
yeah, there's
Bluetooth.
A lot of business. There's
yeah.
Paperwork in the business.
And she messengers out that card, too. And so then we see Mark in his bachelor pad.
Yeah, his white apartment.
And gets a knock on the door, and it's Grant. And Grant got the gift and loved mm-hmm. the gift. It was a big hit.
Yeah.
And he couldn't wait to like set up a time for them to go.
They gave each other a nice bro hug, you know, like a cool handshake and a hug, you know, half hug. They did that type of thing. Yeah.
So Mark starts to come around that maybe Anna knows what she's talking about. So he's got that hanging over him. He's got all those corporate gifts, those company gifts mm-hmm. that he has to buy. And they're having their Christmas party, which probably would be where they would give the gifts, I would think. But anyway, they're having the Christmas party, and he thinks like, oh, I'm going to ask Anna to come with me to the party. And then she can get to know the people that I work with and get an idea for what they would want. And so we're starting to see like they've got some romantic mm-hmm. chemistry. And we get a great dress trying on montage with Anna and Marie to a weird sound alike Christmas carol.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird Christmas music and a lot of weird Christian Christmas music and a lot of montages. I feel this had
more montages than normal.
Yeah.
The party is really lame. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, because they would flash to like a conversation. It was just a bunch of dad jokes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they're like laughing, like, ah.
Yeah.
There's kind of a montage in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just in the lobby of the building.
I forget the dad joke. It was something about a cookie sheet.
Yeah. It's like, what does the something say to the something, like those kind
yeah,
of jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And lame.
And they're all, yeah, guffawing. Yeah. With a jingle bell. Like the Michael Bublé sound alike type of music.
So they have conversations with Tim, sort of seeing that he's letting his work guard down. He's relaxing a bit more. He's being friendlier. You know, she makes him take his tie off. And they have conversations with the people in the ad agency and get to know what's important to them. And everything seems to be doing recreational things, spending time with their family, not objects.
And I recall when we were watching this, when she grabbed his tie and like undid it, I was like, that looks horrible. Like in what he was wearing,
yeah.
the tie needed to be.
Right. It wasn't a loose tie.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Barney
look.
Miller type of, you know, like, you know, look like that. It was better if he had his tie up.
Yeah. So she comes up with this great idea that instead of giving them a robe this year, give everybody the week off between Christmas and New Year's.
Wow. Think outside the box.
Never have I heard of somebody of a company letting their employees take off the week between Christmas and New Year's, because it's such a busy, productive time. So much business to be done. Well, some of the business is that their biggest client, Cerulean, their busiest month is December. And I thought, oh, gosh, again, if you're in a business where your busiest month is happening, that means that like 6 months ago is when you're preparing for mm-hmm. your busiest month.
Yeah.
But thankfully it was for the next
year. Oh, that's
year.
True. It was for, yeah, 2019. Yeah. The Cerulean campaign was for 2019.
I don't know what Cerulean was like tech.
Yeah. Cerulean tech.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Okay. Looking at my notes, maybe you took a better note of this. I wrote down, he's learning how to savor life and pizza. I don't remember that.
I do not remember that
either.
They ate
pizza. Oh, it was that they went back to her sister's restaurant and he ate pizza and he like loved the pizza and he wanted to take some pizzas back to the office.
Wow.
And they were those like wood fire pizzas that are like, they're a little too much for a single serving, but they're not enough for two people. Mm-hmm. He was going to get three of them. No, wait, maybe five. But he's, you can see, again, he's just like relaxing a bit more, enjoying life more. So while Anna's in Manhattan, she goes and looks at an apartment because
she feels like she's making money. She pays the rent because she wasn't paying rent to her sister. Right. She's just living in the basement. She left an envelope with, you know, December rent written on it. So things are looking up.
This is the 20th.
Things are looking up for Anna's future.
Yeah. Because Mark gives her a bonus. Mm-hmm. And so now that she's got some income, she's going to go and rent this apartment in Manhattan. It's amazing.
It's probably a $10,000 a month apartment in
Manhattan. It's incredible. It's also a bit like Mark's, where it's very kind of sterile, but it's very designed. And she's like, this would be the perfect place to paint. I was like, what? No, this is the worst place to paint.
Yeah, this is her only client. She has no clients.
Really just, like, she's not worried about saving a little bit. This contract's going to end.
And they were I know she got the bonus, but like originally they agreed on $30 an hour.
Yeah.
So how much?
Yeah.
She'd come up with $10,000 with bonuses? I don't know. 2 months
rent. Yeah, how much
rent?
Is the bonus?
Yeah, 2 months rent.
And we don't see her getting calls from any other potential clients.
No, the business cards aren't working because they're ugly.
When Mark is at work, he's meeting with that cerulean company and they're talking about the campaign, and their concern is that it's too impersonal. So as we're seeing Mark's evolution going from being stuffy to warming up more, that really hits him hard. And so he's trying to figure out, like, this is their number one
feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is their number one client. How is he going to save them? And he doesn't know what to do. He's stressed about it. Where does he go? The cupcake bakery.
Yep.
And who's there? Anna. And Anna's happy because she's renting her apartment.
She's celebrating being a person.
Mark is stressed because he might be losing.
Yeah, their biggest client. Yeah. It's tough on him.
So they sit down to a couple of off-the-menu cupcakes and eat them with forks and knives.
What were they doing? Was she eating with a fork and knife? I know he was eating.
They both were. They're very properly eating with a fork and knife.
Is he eating a cupcake with a fork and knife?
He might have shamed her, though, because she was sitting down with the cupcake first. Then he got his and started eating with a fork and knife. And she might have seen, like, oh, I can't just dig into this with my hands. I have to, or I can't do the thing where you take the bottom of the cupcake off and, like, put it on the top and make, like, a sandwich. No.
He didn't cut into it. At first, he took the fork and just like took some of the frosting off the top and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll give him that. You don't want to get your hand. He's doing business. You know, you don't want to get your hands all schmucked up. But then, then when he like actually got the knife and fork and started cutting the cupcake, I'm like, what are they doing?
It was weird.
That was weird. That was the weirdest thing in the movie, eating the cupcake with a knife and fork.
So Anna talks him into going shopping with her. So she's got the list that she has to finish. And she's like, oh, they won't miss you for an hour at work. And as he's like trying to chill out, he's like, okay, let's do it. So we get another montage. In 1 hour, they're able to do buy all the gifts for all 11 people. And they go to the mall or something, and they go to a Pepperidge Farm and sample things. Doesn't it look like that? It's a lot of jokey things that are not funny. Like, they're just obnoxious. Like, they run up to the woman with samples and take all of her samples. Ah, it's so funny. And they try on hats. Oh, crazy. And another trope from Hallmark movies is that there's a lot of, when you shop, there's always lots of bags, and the bags are not shopping bags. The bags are Christmas gift bags.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point that one of the bags that she's holding that's supposedly from a store, we see later on Christmas morning kids opening gifts from that bag. So it's not that hard to get. Just get plain craft paper bags. It's not that. Or plain red bags. Like, don't get the ones with the snowflakes and the sand on them. That doesn't make any sense. A store would never. Stores charge $6 for those bags. Like, you know, that's never going to be a shopping bag. They fill up her trunk with all the gifts, and it's done. And, you know, it's a little sad. Like, her, you know, her work with him is done.
Yeah,
maybe their relationship is done. They're also during this time talking about his family and how his parents live on Long Island and they want him to come for Christmas, but normally he works and his sister's in town, and Anna encourages him to call his sister because they never really talk. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting at home later in front of his little silver artificial tree that they bought that day, and it's like, all right, Anna, you win. I'm gonna call my sister. So he calls her sister she's hanging out with Donna Mills in the kitchen. And Donna Mills had requested the permanent look of shock from her plastic surgeon. So, you know, she always looks that way, but the sister is totally shocked to be getting a call from Mark to get together and have lunch. So Mark meets his sister for lunch, and you know, she's saying too, like, all we want is for you to come home for Christmas. And we're in town. Why don't you come ice skating with us? And she's there with her husband and her two little boys. And so he agrees to that. And again, she's really shocked. So Mark shows up at Anna's basement apartment, mm-hmm. and she's in the middle of painting, mm-hmm. and he knocks on the door and says, like, hey, it's Mark. And she frantically picks up things. It's very weird.
Hides things under pillows.
Yeah.
Her apartment wasn't like a hoarder or anything.
No.
She just had like her sweater.
A PA
was like,
had just draped a couple of things, like a cup maybe or something.
Cup, yeah, she moved it. She was thinking like, oh my God, I don't want him to see me in this filthy apartment. But he's going to sit down and see there's a cup underneath the pillow. That's worse. What?
Yeah, her apartment looks like an Embassy Suites with an easel. Like there's nothing. It has like a kitchen. It has a fireplace. It's cute.
Yeah, it's a nice little basement
apartment.
It's
cozy, but there's nothing like personal about it. And then she's just painting in the middle of things, and her weird paintings are hanging everywhere.
He's very impressed with her artwork, though. Yeah. That's like the first time that he sees them all. He's like, did you do all these?
And so he asks her to go ice skating. So they go ice skating. Okay, this is New York City in the winter. Let's get some outdoor ice skating shots. They go to they're in like New Jersey or Long Island or whatever in an ice rink.
Which the ice rink's building was had a bow on it. Did you know that? It's like, why is this ice rink have this big ice rink has a bow, a big red bow?
I bet they were really excited when they found that shot, because we don't know that was the ice rink they were in.
I'm sure it was.
So they go ice skating. Mark had played hockey in college or high school. Yeah, something. So he's a good skater. Anna's kind of awkward. The sister really likes Anna. She gets along great with his nephews. And again, we get tight shots on those kids too.
One of them, I believe, was named Cooper.
Cooper. That's one of our favorite Hallmark Christmas. All kids are named Cooper.
I think all kids are named Cooper in Hallmark.
Or Joey. Yeah, so Mark's falling in love with Anna. His family is falling in love with Anna, mm-hmm. too. She fits in well with them, and she's making him more fun. And they're leaving. They're walking down a Manhattan block. They walk by a jewelry store, and she eyes a beautiful gold painter's palette necklace in the window. It's really bad. What's the worst thing in this movie? Her paintings, that necklace.
The worst thing has yet to be revealed, in my opinion. I think you might know what this might be.
The necklace is up there.
But the necklace is horrible. Though,
yeah, it's really...
It's just yellow. It's not gold. It's yellow. It's a yellow necklace.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not like... She's, again, we said she's cute. She's young. Like, it is neither cute nor young. I mean, yeah, it's bad. So Mark's mom has invited him to dinner on that Sunday night. We're getting pretty close to Christmas, but since the sister's there, she's invited him to dinner, and she's heard about Anna, and that the sister loved Anna and that Anna should come along. So Mark asks her, and she says yes. Yeah. She's also, though, agreed to babysit that night, and she forgot about it because Frankie and Marie's is hosting the mayor's Christmas party.
Yeah,
ooh la la.
Fancy Italian restaurant.
So in a panic, she decides that, oh, I'll just bring them with me. So you do get the Hallmark movie thing of let's see how these people are as parents, not just as a couple, but let's see how they are with kids. So he comes to pick them up, and she answers the door, and he looks at her like she looks terrible. And she looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like shaking his head, and he's like, whatever, pulls out that necklace that that's what she needed and puts it on her. So I mean, we hate the necklace, but it was nice of him to do that.
It's a nice gesture. Yeah.
Yes. Anna's self-esteem is not very good. She doesn't have much confidence. That comes up a lot. Like, she, anytime anything is not 100%, she like freaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has very little confidence in herself. So they head off to Long Island, and they're driving in the car. And so they've got a stock footage of Christmas houses. Like, every mm-hmm. house is decorated. It looks really old to me, but then they did the cool thing of putting the reflection in
eyes like light up at the reflection of all the,
I feel like whoever was doing the visual effects was like super excited about this. Yes, the kids are like acting like they've never seen Christmas lights before. It was pretty standard.
It's just like going through, you know, Oak Lawn.
And they pull up to his parents' house, which is huge and impressive. And they're all feeling like, oh, I don't know. But Marie and Frankie's house is pretty big.
Yeah, they're a successful couple. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like these kids would be able to handle this. So Anna and Mark are sitting with his parents while the kids run around, and the sister and her husband finish up dinner, and the dad is like struggling with his camera. So Anna's like, oh, good idea, it'd be a digital camera. She's just so good at this. They're asking her about her art, and she admits that she does do like some Christmas illustrations, but she really wants to be taken seriously for her contemporary art. What? I haven't seen her do any contemporary art. Yeah, I don't think she knows what that means. Art doesn't matter what the style is, it's just made in current day. And the mom points out their family portrait that's hanging over the mantle. The last time they've had a family portrait painted. Now, that is a super bougie thing, because we know that house is big, but they haven't drawn any attention to their wealth until she's like, we haven't had a family portrait painted since Mark left for prep school.
I have to say, the family portrait is the ugliest thing in this movie.
It's a glop of mud. Like, their house is so white, perfect, pristine, minimal, designed, and then this gloppy, gross, terrible finger painting portrait.
It looked like the faces were all...
The colors is really weird. It kind of looks like paintings of kids with big eyes, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know if that was what the portrait artist was going for, but it...
We should have looked up who did the paintings for this movie.
Yeah, it's the most hideous thing. And also, it's not like they have eight kids. It's been since before he went to prep school that they get a family portrait together. You know, like, I felt like if we have 12 kids, it's probably tough to get all the 12 kids together at some point. But they actually said there's two kids. What, you can't get in 25 years, you can't get them together to do a family portrait to update the glop of mud?
Very muddy. It looks like the brushes were dirty. It's really gross. So they have a good time. They head back home, and it's been a success. And again, we see Mark and Anna walking in with two kids. This is how it could be, I suppose. So he's back at work. It's getting close to Christmas. So the woman from Cerulean is there, and that's when she talks about how she wants more feeling in the work. And then he comes up with a great idea, and he goes to Frankie and Marie's. He goes to meet with Marie, and they're scheming on something. So we don't know what it is. And it turns out Mark shows up again at Anna's basement door, and he's showing her the Cerulean Christmas campaign is using one of her paintings of Santa that's been on her buffer mantle. I guess the Santa painting looks like three-way popcorn three-tier popcorn or whatever that you buy at at Target or whatever. Like, that level of art is like Santa with a list, but they've taken the list out and they've replaced it with a laptop. Cerulean is so happy, and Anna, this is when Mark says she could have any graphic design job in the world that she wants because of this, and Anna is furious.
She can't believe that it's always about the bottom line for him and business. And
yeah, so she all she wants, as we know, is to be taken seriously as an artist, and this is just such selling out. And she's so mad, and then she finds out that Marie was in on it, and she's mad at Marie, and so she calls the guy that showed her the apartment. She's like, I'll take the studio apartment.
I'll take
she's
the $10,000 a month studio apartment.
She's packing her boxes. I also wasn't sure if, like, was that Marie's furniture in the apartment, or was that hers?
I don't think she was moving the furniture. It looked like she just had books and art supplies.
And she's depressed, and Mark's depressed, and everyone's sad. And cut to, it's Christmas morning. So we've gone through guys getting girl, guy loses girl. Now it's Christmas morning, and everyone's opening gifts. So they're at Mark's family's mm-hmm. house. Those kids are opening gifts, and Anna is with her parents, show up, and Frankie is there, and the girls are opening gifts, and Anna is just moping around, and her sister pulls her into the kitchen and gives her a talking to that, you know, this was a great opportunity. And
so he was just trying to do a nice thing for you.
Yeah. He wasn't doing this.
I mean, part of that, I guess,
mad.
Yeah, part of it though was, you know, he needed the campaign certainly. And he did do this behind her back. Changed, you know, the naughty and nice list to a really old laptop for 2014. But ultimately, his intentions were good.
He thought he was like promoting her.
Yeah,
he didn't think he was like going behind her back and stealing her work and selling her out. Yeah, so all of a sudden, Anna changes her attitude about it after Marie talks to her, and she runs out. Her mom's like, where are you going?
I just put on the ham, is what she said. Where are you going? I just put on the ham.
So all we've heard for 2 hours is that Anna thinks it's important to be with your family, and she runs out to her boyfriend's house. And she shows up at the parents' house with, what could it be? A big wrapped rectangle. I don't know. And she tells Mark that, you know, she apologizes for her reaction and thanks him for it and hands him the gift. And she said, actually, like, by this point, the mom and sister have come out. She's like, this is for everyone. And they take that, whatever, the rectangle, into the other room. And she and Mark are still talking. And we hear the mom say, you have to come and take a look at this. And what do you think it is? But Anna's painted a new family portrait, and it's hanging above the mantle.
All updated, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you think of this updated version?
Hideous.
Frightening. Accurate.
It didn't look like a gop of mud.
No.
But it was horrible as well.
Yeah. Really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really distorted.
Yeah.
Really, like, so if someone gave me that and had to look at it, I would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'd be the type of thing that you would hide, and then when that person came over and visited you, you'd put back up.
And so she's left her family, and Mark's mom said, you'll stay for dinner with us, right? And she's like, of course I will.
Mom said there's, you know, she loves the new family portrait, but there's like, you know, one thing missing. And everybody said, what can be missing? And she's like, I mean, maybe you should be in it or next year. And Anna's like, I've known this guy for 3 weeks.
It made me think of you and I hadn't been dating very long, and my brother got married, and you went to the wedding with me, and my mom made you stand on the end of the photos just in case we broke up, she could just cut you out.
That's smart. I mean, that's forward thinking.
And they kiss, and he says that she is his best gift, Christmas gift ever. Aww.
The end.
The end.
All right, now it's time for the naughty and nice list, where we pick the best and the worst thing from the movie. Molly, this week you have the naughty.
The painting.
Which one? Which
all,
painting?
All paintings.
All artwork?
Yeah.
Was the naughty?
Yeah. And especially the family portrait. It's what really sticks with me about this.
When we're
going through the guide and picking out which favorites we wanted, I was like, oh, 12 Gifts of Christmas. That's the one with the bad painting. So
yeah, it stuck with you.
Yeah.
And for the nice list, I'm just going to say the person that would rent an apartment, a $10,000 Manhattan apartment, to a woman who has one client that makes $30 an hour. Very nice.
All right, that was Molly and Pete Save Christmas. We recapped 12 gifts of Christmas, and we'll be back soon with a favorite or new Hallmark Christmas movie.